You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It's John and Gorney, and we've been covering the protests throughout the country, and if there's a protest in your community, let us know. We'd like to hear about what's going on there.
Yeah, anywhere statewide here across Wisconsin.
It's a nice out, and we had quite the show here in town.
Right.
So,
here in Madison, we're a block off the Capitol, and... Now it looks like a lot of the protesters that were down on the Capitol Square are now starting to drift back toward the university.
Well, just
and
a few.
Down
there
State
were so
Street.
Many people. It's ridiculous.
It was a ton of people.
We probably don't need the street cam anymore.
Look,
I want the camera on me.
Well, I think the street cam can just stay where it is, John.
And, we got conflicting here.
Now we put up a new poll question. Catherine was mentioning, let's put that out there, and we got a flurry of activity.
We still want your input on this, though.
Yes.
All right.
And if you would like to see that poll question. It is on our website here, WMDXradio.com. There are four choices here.
Okay.
Let me just see. Let me hang on a second. Get back to the poll question here.
Get the right mouse.
Which concerns you more about American democracy right now? Which concerns you more about American democracy right now? And there are four answers to choose from here. People losing trust in elections. People losing trust in institutions, people losing trust in each other, and I'm not convinced democracy is the problem. And again, you can find that poll question at WMDXradio.com. And the question is, which concerns you more about American democracy right now? So go to WMDXradio.com. And if you want to send some other answers via text, you can also do that. You can text us on the Civic Media app, free to download, free to use, or give us a call, 855-752-4842.
You know, that poll question is very similar to Troy's suggestion. Here's a possible poll question. Are you worried about Trump's approach to democracy and power or his handling of the economy and cost of living, or neither?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question. We might even hold on to that one, Troy. I appreciate it.
Right.
I want to get to this. These are two points of view in regards to Minneapolis.
Okay. Right?
This is a far-right influencer. His name is Steve Deese. He went back to the Old Testament comparing Minneapolis and St. Paul to Sodom and Gomorrah.
Mm.
Two wicked cities. Let's play 453.
He's afraid of being branded authoritarian and having it stick.
Can I address that for a second?
Yeah.
The thing about our side that drives me nuts. This is parenting 101. This is everything 101. This is any negotiation 101.
Right.
If you're the guy at the table saying I can't afford to lose, you've already lost.
Right.
All right. So someone must be made an example out of. A community must be made an example out of.
Wow.
So it's a cautionary tale. So that everybody still knows what Sodom and Gomorrah means. It's been 4,000 years. Everybody knows. An example must be made. We've not made an example out of anybody yet.
Mm-hmm. And God destroyed the city simply because of homosexuality.
Right.
Part of it, anyway. But this is Chris Hayes. He spent a couple of days broadcasting live from Minneapolis, and he opened his show last night with this observation while he was there. Let's listen.
Good evening from New York, I'm Chris Hayes. Donald Trump's masked agents are still terrorizing Americans. I just got back from Minneapolis where I encountered a city in a kind of standstill, as if laid siege to during a war. I mean, I cannot overstate the degree to which ICE has completely altered the texture of daily life there. There are 3,000 agents on the streets of Minnesota. They outnumber Minneapolis-St. Paul police there 3-1. And they are spending every day hunting immigrants and American citizens alike. I mean, folks are leaving their businesses closed. There's entire strips where the doors are closed and locked because they don't want ICE coming in to avoid being harassed or raided. Here's one thing that I was learning about today. Patients are foregoing medical care, lest they be violently detained on their way to the doctor's office or ER. I mean, we're talking about hundreds, if not thousands, of folks who are scared about getting picked up by ICE and so are staying inside, even if they have urgent medical issues. I talked to a doctor who described women giving birth at home for fear of being nabbed by ICE if they went to the hospital. Mm-hmm. Parents are keeping their kids home from school. Hundreds, maybe thousands of kids doing remote learning for fear they might be abducted at a bus stop. ICE is circling around schools in the local area, and every school now has a patrol with folks in green vests trying to spot ICE. So the question is, when will this madness end? Will it really end? Or is the administration just playing political games?
There you go. Mm. So that is Chris Hayes. Spent a couple of days there in Minneapolis, and that's what he noticed. That's freedom in our country now. That's the way, I guess, a few people in the administration want to see our country.
Mm-hmm.
Afraid to move out into the public.
Now, a few minutes ago, we put up a new poll question, and already getting some responses here. And again, if you want a reminder here of where to go to get on the poll question, go to WMDXradio.com. And the question is, which concerns you more about American democracy right now? Leading the way is people losing trust in elections. That's around 50%. Followed by people losing trust in institutions at around 25% there.
Well, we saw what happened in Fulton County. And, you know, that is going to have repercussions for a long time, simply because they're just setting everything up right now.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens in other parts of the country as well, because, you know, Trump obviously has targeted Fulton County.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and probably laying the groundwork for some, you know, future objections to however the voting goes. And let's see. I think we have Paul on the line here coming to us from Madison. Paul, go ahead with your question or comment.
What do you got?
Well, happy Friday to you boys.
Yeah, and, same to
I'm
you.
From the Madison area. I just call myself Wisco Paul because I love this state. So I just picked up that name. Mm. I just wanted to mention that I do myself have a carry and conceal license, and I'm okay with it. I very seldom use it, by the way, but I'm okay with it as long as you have some kind of proper training. In this state, if you have a military background or you take a hunter safety course, you at least you can get your license, but you have to have some kind of training. Heaven forbid if we just hand people a gun and give them a license and here you go, you know, that's you can't drive a car that way, for goodness sake,
right?
But you know, so if you need license for printer or anything, and plus the state makes money on it.
That Republican who's proposing that legislation, you know, you just apply for a concealed carry permit and get it. That's it. Constitutional carry, they call it.
Yeah, I'm a liberal that likes guns, but that's where it stops for me. You need to have some kind of training, you know. Yep. You know, if you're going to go out hunting, you know, and you're 12 years old, you have a hunter safety course, for goodness sake.
Sure.
Exactly.
Here, take the gun and go out in the woods and have fun, you know. But anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just wanted to get this on the table. I really, really think there's a blue wave on the way. I really do, because I feel it in some of the people I've known my whole life. Some of them I've actually lost my friendship with because I just can't talk to it anymore. You know, to have two people murdered, actually shot in the head in the streets, well, with people with masks on, that's a bridge too far, and it should be for anybody.
Absolutely.
But I'll tell you what, it's like Don Lemon being arrested today. I don't know if I don't know what's up with this guy, if he just wants to have people looking everywhere, like your last caller said. And, you know, what did Steve Bannon say? Flood the zone. The press can't keep up. But the bottom line is, John and Gordy, is the economy always dictates most of the time how elections are going to go. And this economy's not doing good. He can run around with his and do his outdoor tours like every did the last time. But inflation is real. Food costs are up. And do you realize if you put a tariff on Canada, where do we get our fertilizer? You know, I mean, it's, the man is, he's just delusional. So he's going to take this economy down, and that'll be the end. Because if you have a good economy and you can feed people fairly inexpensive, you're okay. And you might be able to get away with some of this other crazy stuff. Well, actually, crazy is every day. It's every day.
It is every day. Chaos.
Never stops.
Chaos, right, crazy.
Paul, thanks for that. Getting some texts in here.
Yeah, we've got Brett. I'm 63 years old. I've been a gun owner all my life, and I spent 12 years in the Army. I never take my guns anywhere unless I'm going to shoot them. I've been to 26 countries and 4 continents and never needed them anywhere. Leave the guns at home. You don't live in Dodge City in 1886.
Yeah, that's a good point. Thank
Absolutely.
You, Brett, for that.
Yeah.
And again, you can get on the Civic Media app and send us a text from that.
Yeah.
855-752-4842. Got some more calls coming in here. I think we have Cindy from Appleton. Cindy, good afternoon. Go ahead.
Hello. Well, I guess the reason he's picking on reporters now, or Substack reporters, whatever you want to call them, is because now he's got smacked down for stupidity in Minneapolis. So he needs somebody to pick on. Mm-hmm. So he figures he's raised enough heck with killing people. Now I guess he's going to go after reporters because he figures we probably won't make as much hell over those. So all I know is the man's delusional. He's just insanity. I wish this Senate and Congress would impeach and remove this moron.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
All right.
Cindy, thank you for that comment.
This is kind of a weird thing. I want to get off on maybe a little bit of a different topic here.
Okay.
Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins dumped nearly 2 million food stamp participants and is bragging about it. Let's listen to cut 451 here. This is truly ridiculous.
Okay.
And the American dream is not being on food stamp program, right? The American dream is not being on all these programs. That should be a hand up, not a handout. And so, yes, we were talking right before on camera. This is news. We haven't released it yet. But as of yesterday, we have moved 1.75 million people off of SNAP. 1,750,000 people that were on the food stamp program when the president was sworn in 1 year ago have now moved off. A stronger economy, higher wages. I mean, this is what we're fighting for every day. Not bigger programs, smaller programs, people to have real jobs, real health care, a real opportunity for their children and their grandchildren. And these are the numbers that make it so.
Mm. There it
That's
is.
That's unbelievable. Yes. I mean, that amount of people just tossed off a SNAP in the last
year.
Exactly. How many? More than a million?
I think it's 1.5 or 7 million, yeah. Something like that.
A million and a half.
1,750,000.
Wow.
And it's nearly 2 million.
Yeah.
And she calls that success because the numbers are different now.
Oh, boy.
I guess those people just disappeared?
Yeah. Take the money away from the people that most need it.
Yes.
You know, and many of those people are working poor. That just use it to supplement their grocery purchases and really need that money.
Well, let's spend it on ICE agents. I need more of them in the cities here.
Unbelievable.
All right.
Okay. We'll take more of your calls and more of your texts. It's all happening here. Stay with us. It's John and Gordy. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
This is John and Gordy in the afternoon, and we're talking about protests and what's going on in Minneapolis, St. Paul. I have a quote here from a recording. from Mayor Jacob Frey.
Mm-hmm.
Can we get that? That's 443. He had this to say recently. Let's listen.
We recognize that one great American city is experiencing an invasion. That is an invasion on our democracy, on our republic, and on each and every one of us. And the fact that you all are standing up means the world. We are on the front lines of a very important battle. And it's important that we aren't silenced, that we aren't put down. This is not a time to bend our heads in despair or out of fear that we may be next, because if we do not speak up, if we do not step out, it will be your city that is next.
We heard recently that Trump wanted to tone it down. Then a reporter asked him, do you really want to tone it down? He said, no. There are conflicting reports now on what they want to do in Minneapolis. So let's listen to Mad King Don versus Tom Homan.
Okay.
This is cut
opinions,
446
sir.
Here. Let's listen to what they both had to say differently.
Will you be pulling back immigration enforcement agents out of Minnesota?
We want to keep our country safe. We'll do whatever we can to keep our country safe.
So not pulling back?
No, not at all.
Matter of fact, I have staff from CBP and from ICE working on a drawdown plan. When the violence decreases, we can draw down those resources. But based on the discussions I've had with the governor and the AG, we can start drawing down those resources as far as those looking for public safety threats being released and do it in the jail with much less people. So the drawdown is going to happen based on these agreements.
Okay, so the drawdown is going to happen.
They're planning on it, except they're not going to because they have to keep the city safe.
Right.
This is the price of being safe. You're giving up your freedoms. I mean, they've been warning you about this for the last two centuries.
Yeah. Talking out of both sides of the mouth there.
Yeah. All right, now let's listen to Kayla Schultz, the woman who got the closest video of Alex Preddy's killing. Let's listen to what she had to say about being intimidated by ICE. This is 445.
Okay.
They want us to be scared, intimidated into silence. I can lose my safety. I can lose security. They can take everything away from me, but they can't take my voice. They want us to be intimidated.
They feed off it.
They escalate in every single way if they are not able to use that fear in order to intimidate us into backing down.
So if you're not intimidated, they escalate.
And that's exactly what happened to Alex. He did not let them intimidate him. In fact, he stood up for two women that they were absolutely brutalizing. And that made them mad that they were not able to intimidate him into tucking his tail.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Great comments from Kayla Schultz. Took a video of the action there.
Yes, yes. I think we have time for a caller here. Gene is checking in from Eau Claire this afternoon. Gene, go ahead.
Hi, guys. Great show as usual.
Well, thank you.
You know, we're going through this emperor wears no clothes thing. So all the people watching the parade, and there's a naked emperor running down there, and your clothes look so great. Now we got the lunatic president, and the president is a lunatic, and nobody is doing anything about it. And I don't know when it starts, but everything he's done, he should have been taken out of office a long time ago. So hang in there, folks. You're doing a great job, and we're not going to give in, and we all have to vote. So thanks, guys.
All
keep up the great work.
All right,
bye-bye.
Thank you.
And they've been doing all the work. Here's a interesting comment. ICE is spending $100 million in an ad campaign, it's just so outrageous to think that they want more and more agents out there.
That's what
after
the campaign's
what is
about.
Basically happening here. Yeah, they're trying to hire more people. Yeah. And they're also, by the way, using this campaign to convince people that this is normal.
Mm.
Now, I've got some audio here from a historian who is going to put this in perspective for us. But we don't have time right here before we go to the break.
Okay.
But I just wanted to bring it up. We'll play that in the next half hour.
Okay.
We
still have the poll question up here, and that's going to be up for the rest of today. So you can jump on in. Just go to WMDXradio.com. That's our headquarters station here in Madison. And we've got the poll question up. It's which concerns you more about American democracy right now, leading the way in the answers? People losing trust in the elections. That's at 60% right now. People losing trust in institutions is at 20%. People losing trust in each other, that's also 20%. And nobody chiming in, I'm not convinced democracy is the problem. That doesn't have any votes on it yet. So, okay.
Good.
So democracy is not the problem.
That's good.
Just the people in charge of it.
Yeah.
That seems to be the problem.
Well, we'll keep you updated on all of this as long as you keep us updated on what's going on in your life, in your town. We want to hear from you.
Yep.
The number here is 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. It's John Peterson, Gordy Young, Dom at the controls. We're keeping you company this afternoon, and hope things are going well in your town.
Yep, and you can also text us on the Civic Media app, free to download, free to use. Give us a call or check out the texts. Back with more after a timeout for news here. It's John and Gordy. Stay with us.
Trying to make it better, and a lot of people are protesting today.
Right. Coast to coast.
Yeah.
All over. Yeah. 855-752-4842. Got a few calls coming in here.
It's the ice out. That's what we're calling it now. Let's let's go to this historian talking about the ICE $100 million ad campaign that's out there right now. This is really interesting stuff. So let's hear cut 447. All right. This is Rutger Bregman.
Here we go.
The marketers behind the $100 million advertising push for ICE are using a playbook we have seen before with the Gestapo and the Stasi. Now let me explain why. The most effective systems of repression in history did not sell themselves as cruel. They sold themselves as reasonable. In East Germany, the Stasi didn't recruit informants. They recruited unofficial collaborators, responsible citizens doing their so-called civic duty. Now, do you notice the pattern? Today, ICE isn't talking about raids. It talks about defending the homeland. It doesn't imprison families. It carries out removals. Human beings become cases, and suffering becomes policy execution. Now, what really, really stands out is that this isn't recruitment by force. It's recruitment by persuasion, using the same tactics as modern marketing. According to internal strategy documents, the effort includes paid partnerships with fitness, military, and tactical influencers aimed at Gen Z and millennial audiences. Now, when you spend that kind of money telling people you're keeping them safe, you don't need them to agree with every policy. You just need them to stop asking questions. And the Gestapo showed that repression scales most easily when it's normalized through procedures and carefully chosen words. History doesn't repeat itself because we forget the past. It repeats itself because we keep falling for the same words. And if we don't interrogate the language, we stop seeing the humans it's used on.
There you go.
Okay, wow.
Quite the message and quite the... Okay, and we've got another call here. It's your phone this time. Well, I've got my phone on on sleep.
Good idea.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, I forget.
Usually I have my phone off. So. Yeah. Yeah. So
that's why we keep it on. Just we'll forget. We have attention deficit here on this program.
Well, we had somebody call. What happened?
Okay, now I've got...
We lose that call?
We lost the caller, yep. Well,
I've got call back.
Tips on protecting yourself from injury from military weapons like LRAD. Okay, we talked about LRAD the other day.
Okay, this is the ray that makes you deaf, right?
It's a 160 decibel beam of sound.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That's pretty
loud.
It's like standing next to a rocket launch. Okay,
right?
That's pretty loud, I think. Here's part of an instruction video where a huge crowd, I'm going to tell you what happens in this video. A huge crowd parts like the Red Sea, screaming in agony.
Oh,
now, you'll
man.
Hear some of that in this clip. It is unbelievable. Let's listen to this.
If you encounter the LRAD, even if you have your earplugs in, even if you've got protective ear covers on, those are there to help you safely retreat. Do not stick around. Make a left or right, so go at a 90-degree angle to the beam.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Whew.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Yeah, it wasn't just a demonstration. They were actually using it there. Now, here's an in-the-field way to protect yourself, while another response said that all you need is a 35 dB earplug to make the exit. Well, I don't know. But anyway, here's another suggestion. Let's listen to 444.
There's a really easy way to protect yourself against LRADs at a protest. LRAD stands for long-range acoustic device. It is a sonic weapon that emits sound waves in a directed and high-volume area, which is absolutely deafening. All you really need is a barrier between you and those sound waves, anything to disrupt them, and you significantly reduce its effect. But the ideal tool that you want is a portable shield curved with the concave side facing away from you. You can make these shields from pretty much any material, cardboard, plastic, part of an old oil drum. So long as the concave side of that shield is facing the LRAD and not you, it's a stationary target, which means it's very easy to hit. Because the beam of an LRAD is so small, all it takes is a few people blocking the beam with a barrier device for other people to go around and take the LRAD out and protect others. I'm not saying to do this. I'm just saying this is how you would protect yourself in a hypothetical situation where you are being attacked with an LRAD sonic weapon.
All right.
Okay.
See?
Wow.
It's just a suggestion.
Yeah?
Okay. You know, it's I got to say that it's kind of strange to have to talk about LRADs, how to protect yourself from them. It's, I don't know. It's a strange time that we're living in.
I mean,
in fact, it's really strange. ABC's Jonathan Carl reported this. This is him. This is a quote. Now, this stuff is truly crazy. Claims, this is from Trump, by the way, claims that Italian spy satellites, the CIA, the FBI, China, all conspired, tried to steal the 2020 election. Oh, and Obama tried to overthrow the government he led in 2016. In the hours before, or after, rather, FBI agents seized 2020 election ballots from an elections facility in Georgia on Wednesday, the madman child posted a series of thoroughly discredited conspiracy theories about the 2020 presidential election and the 2016 election, too. So this is really, this confiscation of these machines in Georgia, this is a precursor to what he has planned all across the country.
Yep.
They're going to be seeing this kind of stuff all over, I would assume, or at least they're trying to figure out a way, I think, to figure out the machines in order to go in and change everything around.
Yeah, preemptive.
So they'll grab other machines, change them, perhaps, and then and then continue that throughout the rest of the country. Mm-hmm. Just my own conspiracy theory, and I'm welcome to it. You know, I can do that.
You can, and you just did.
All right.
Hey, let's go to the phones. Kurt is waiting on the line here from Madison. Good afternoon, Kurt.
You know, you two guys know who Skunk Baxter is.
Yes.
Yeah, Doobie Brothers.
Oh, sure. Jeff Skunk Baxter. Sure. Yep. Sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you know that he's a mathematical genius?
Well, I know he's a genius on guitar, and I know
he's a mathematical genius, and he's been working for the government for many, many, many years developing weapons using frequencies.
Really?
Wow. Well,
that's
okay.
Scary.
There's a little tidbit that not many people probably know about him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did not know that about him. All right, Kurt. Thank you for sharing that.
Now I hate him. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, he did. He was a studio musician, I think, played on Doobie Brothers and played on Steely Dan records. And
he really is good.
Excellent guitarist. Yeah. I didn't know he was a math whiz and working on destructive weaponry, but
I
got to have a hobby, I guess, but that seems like an odd choice.
It seems a little strange. Okay. Cam wants to remind everybody about the Department of Justice released unredacted child sexual assault material in the new Epstein files.
Yes.
We haven't mentioned that.
We were talking about it in the first hour.
Very first hour.
But, it's an enormous, 3 million documents, 2,000 videos, 180,000 images. Mm-hmm. And I know that the news bureaus have been combing through this all afternoon, so while we've been on the air. But, there's a lot of information out there that's continuing to come out. And you can, I think you can still see it on Midas Plus.
Midas Plus.
Plus.com.
Yeah. Midas Touch.
They had it on the Department of Justice webpage for a few minutes.
For some reason, it's gone.
Yeah. But, it disappeared.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
I don't know why that happened.
Yeah, but MidasPlus.com has it.
Well, remember in the old days, puppets,
puppet shows?
Pinocchio.
Yeah.
The animated show, a movie from Walt Disney where the puppet went out on stage and he says, "I've got no strings to hold me down."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So anyway, this is pretty much a song that Trump is singing now. "I've got no guardrails to hold me back." Let's listen to cut 432 here. This is Trump.
But let's go to those guardrails. I'd imagine you do not feel like you need guardrails in this moment. You talk about the investment.
No, I don't need guardrails. I don't want guardrails. Guardrails would hurt us because, we're free enterprise people. The people in this room, the people of Iowa, are free enterprise. That's why we want it so big three times in a row.
There you go.
All right.
Okay. Trump's views of the Constitution, guardrails, doesn't need
We don't want guardrails.
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
Let's go back to the phones.
All right.
Up to Eau Claire we go. Robert is on the line. Good afternoon, Robert.
Yeah, hey, guys. I'm doing a great job as usual.
Thanks.
I just had a question here about, just curious if you had discussed this or heard anything more about the FBI confiscating the election material from Fulton County in Georgia. And my understanding was that, the elections were under the domain of the state. And I was just curious why the FBI was not stopped or inhibited from retrieving that material.
Mm-hmm.
And if you guys have any thoughts or any more knowledge on that, I'm just kind of curious. I haven't heard much more about the fact that, that they could have, been stopped from confiscating that material. But
right.
Go ahead. I'll just listen.
Okay.
All right.
I don't think we have much more on that, but we did hear that Tulsi Gabbard was also along for the ride to go into the, to get those documents. But we really haven't heard much.
All right.
And of course, it's just the fire hose of news in the last 24, 48 hours continues. So
well, I've got something here that might help everybody figure this whole thing out.
Oh, okay.
This is a former DNI assistant director. That's the Department of National Intelligence that Tulsi Gabbard heads up. We never see her. But anyway, this is a former assistant director, and what he thinks about all of this. This is cut 450.
Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard, dressed all in black, seemed to look the part of a spy as she moved through the restricted area where the FBI was conducting a search warrant at the Georgia election hub.
Yep.
But the big question is, what was she even doing there? It's a question that has set off a firestorm in D.C. intelligence circles and in Congress. Why?
Okay.
We'll get to why
in
just a moment. It's a longer cut. Sorry about that. We'll have to get to the rest of that after our little break here.
Okay. Well, we've got another minute and a half here.
But
that goes on for a while.
A little bit longer than that. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that Yeah, Tulsi Gabbard, you know, you wonder why she was there. She's the head of the Department of Intelligence, I think.
The only thing I can think of is that they think there's some kind of foreign interference.
Mm. Okay.
But sadly, and oddly, get this, she dismantled structures for countering foreign interference and cutting cybersecurity and infrastructure security agencies' roles, creating concerns about Russia and China interfering freely.
Well, I remember when she was up for this cabinet post, there were a lot of questions about her background and her connections with Russia and being very friendly to Russia.
And when she got rid of all of these safeguards, we were just kind of scratching our heads. Wow.
Why would you do something like that?
Well, you know
like
why?
That?
Claims that such efforts suppressed the free speech of China or Russia. I'm not quite sure.
Boy, we wouldn't want to do that. Okay.
Sounds very woke.
Okay. Back with more of John and Gordy. We'll wrap things up for this Friday and for this week after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Killing us, man. It's just killing us. This is John and Gordy in the afternoon. Dom at the controls, and we were about to listen to a former DNI assistant director talking about why Tulsi Gabbard might be there. She's the current head of the Department of National Intelligence.
Yeah, what was she doing there?
Well, let's find out. Let's play this cut here.
Okay.
Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard, dressed all in black, seemed to look the part of a spy as she moved through the restricted area where the FBI was conducting a search warrant at the Georgia election hub. But the big question is, what was she even doing there? It's a question that has set off a firestorm in D.C. intelligence circles and in Congress. Why? Let me say this from what I know as a former Deputy Assistant Director of National Intelligence. The DNI has no legal authority to conduct or oversee investigations on U.S. soil, and no DNI, since the office was created in 2004, has ever been at the scene of a court-authorized FBI search warrant, period. Among the policies the DNI is there to enforce are those that generally prohibit the CIA, the NSA, and other spy agencies from collecting intelligence on Americans or conducting operations on U.S. soil, no matter what you saw on Homeland or 24. The FBI is an exception to that rule, but the FBI has its own director, Kash Patel, and without a documented connection to a hostile foreign power interfering in the 2020 Georgia election process, what role is Gabbard, as DNI, playing in this investigation? The top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, Mark Warner, wants answers.
This is Director of National Intelligence that is affirmatively moved to cut back the Foreign Malign Influence Center on elections. What the heck is she doing on the FBI serving a domestic warrant? You know, if this doesn't concern the heck out of every American, it sure as hell should.
We reached out to the Office of the Director of National Intelligence with a specific question. Why was the DNI present at the scene of a federal search warrant in Georgia? This was their response. Director Gabbard recognizes that election security is essential for the integrity of our republic and our nation's security. As DNI, she has a vital role in identifying vulnerabilities in our critical infrastructure and protecting against exploitation.
Yeah, she's pretty smart. Yeah, she can detect all that. Tulsi Gabbard.
Yeah.
Well, you know, here's the thing about all of this, and it's crazy talk. Here we have the president who has spread the rumor that Russia did not interfere with the election.
Russia.
So now they're looking at the machines to see if maybe Russia had something to do with the election.
Wow. Really?
Or China did, or somebody.
Yeah.
So, I mean, are they contradicting themselves again? What is going on here?
Who knows?
Right?
They're just in there fiddling around.
They are fiddling
getting
around.
Getting ready for the next set of elections.
All right. Why don't we listen to cut 452? I'm not quite sure if that was contained in the last cut we heard, but let's listen. This is Senator Mark Warner.
Then we get to Tulsi Gabbard. And again, your reporters are right. Her job is to look at foreign interference in our elections and to oversee all of the bad guy efforts in terms of spying. And the remarkable thing that needs to be reinforced to all of your listeners and viewers is that Tulsi Gabbard, over this last year, has literally taken apart what was called the Foreign Malign Influence Center, the center inside the intelligence community that was supposed to look at potential voter interference.
That's right.
Okay.
So there you go.
Huh.
And she shouldn't be involved, but if she is, was there foreign interference,
mm-hmm.
which is something they've been denying and making fun of the Democrats for?
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, Dan Bongino left the FBI.
He's out of there.
And he saw a whole bunch of information that just freaked him out completely. Let's play this cut. This is cut 455, I believe, right? And this is really nuts, right?
Okay.
I mean, this is a guy that saw so much information, it just freaked him. Let's listen.
And I was reading through some stuff that you can only read in the office, and it just involved basically the collusion hoax, Crossfire Hurricane. And when, you know, when you read from the inside, Sean, when you see the details of what these just absolute animals did to President Trump, and the barriers that broke down and the guardrails, it was, I mean, I'm not shocked often, Sean. I'm really not.
That's true.
I'm not, you know, again, I'm not trying to put on some faux set of armor.
Yeah.
Mm. Just reading through it and seeing it in detail for the first time, all put together.
Yep.
You can run a republic like this. You can't. It was just stunning how all these guardrails broke down at the exact same time.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody there, you know, thank God there was, it was and still is a long-ranging investigation into this stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's just frightening how no one thought to speak up and say, hey, man, not only is this wrong, this is like demonic. This is evil stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
okay.
There was a guy who posted this after that. Imagine being deputy director of the FBI, seeing all this supposed evidence, and then leaving the job where you have the power to do something about it.
Huh.
Well,
go
that's
figure.
A good question.
Go figure.
Wow.
Okay. We're going to have to leave it there, except we just got something in from the Epstein files. Howard Lutnick.
Lutnick!
He went to the Epstein Island as late as 2012. He had told the investigators.
That's right.
He hadn't been there since 2005.
Wow.
That's out now. And, John, one more quick note.
Yep.
You know what today was? It was National Croissant Day, and we missed it.
Oh, no.
Yes, we missed it.
So how do you say croissant in French with the typical French pronunciation?
That's
is it. Croissant.
Okay,
croissant.
So enjoy a croissant this evening.
Croissant.
Hey, Monday, Mike Clemens from Civic Media Sports will join us.
All right.
Yeah. Have
Sounds
a great,
great
weekend.
See you later.
So long.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.